Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll enjoy the singing, and then, of course, that you've stayed tuned in for the story from God's Word in just a little while. And now, to start our program today, here's the choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good singing, and we're so glad that here at the Bible Club we have the privilege of telling the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful for friends and the growing family of those who help support the Children's Bible Club ministry so the gospel can get out to the boys and girls. Here's a wonderful letter from California. Dear Aunt Carolyn, we enjoy and are blessed by your radio broadcast we hear each Saturday over KEWQ. Here's a little contribution to help where needed most. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you each one from the youngest to the oldest there at the Children's Bible Club. Sincerely in Him. We're so thankful for this gift, and we ask that any of you friends who see the value of getting the gospel to boys and girls, we'll pray for the Children's Bible Club, and if you can, give toward support of this faith ministry. Send your letter to me this week, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. We will look forward to hearing from you. And now, here's the choir.
Thank you. Weddings? Weddings?
Oh, just the word causes excitement. Mothers get all dewy-eyed, and girls get all blinky and glittery-eyed, and people just have a whole vision in front of their heads when you say the word wedding. Frilly dresses, flowers and bouquets, lots of good things to eat, and excitement enough to last 5 years, all in get stirred up in one wedding. Now, there was a story in the Bible about a man who invited people to his son's wedding. And it must have been going to be some sumptuous wedding, too, because they just didn't send out one or two invitations, you know, and cut the wedding list down to a favored few, and we'll just see if we can get a few people in. Oh, they were really going to have a wedding. They sent out invitations by the stacks. All kinds of friends. And of course, you'd have thought everybody would have been delighted to come to a wedding supper. I mean, it didn't just last for 15, 20 minutes and you ate one plate full and that was it. It was going to be a banquet. Just eating and eating and eat some more and all the good things that were going on in the meantime. And finally, the day came. And time for the wedding supper came. Why, they expected crowds upon crowds. And when the supper was all cooked, oh, steaks were all broiled and fixed, you know, and the lamb chops were ready, and the quail and the pheasant and all the good meats were prepared, and the fine vegetables and salads, and the desserts, the sweet cakes, oh, all the things to eat. When it was time for the servant to go out and say, "Come, for everything is now ready," a strange thing happened. People began to make excuses. And a lot of the people that you would have thought would have been crying and just begging, couldn't wait till time to come, all of a sudden didn't have any desire to come whatsoever. Do you know what one man said? Strangest thing you ever heard. He said, "Well, I have bought a piece of land and I must go see it. Please excuse me." Did you ever think about that? He bought a hunk of ground without even going and looking at it before he sunk his money into it. Now that was a strange thing to do, you'll have to admit. And that was his puny excuse for not coming to the marriage supper. And then another man said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I just can't come. I'm just so busy. You know, I bought me 5 yoke of oxen, and I have to go try 'em and see if they'll work good." Well, that was a strange business deal, too, if you ask me. I mean, you don't just go buy 5 yoke of oxen, or you folks that know about horses go and buy you 10 horses without knowing they're the kind that'll work or ride or whatever you want them to do. Now, do you? Do you go sink hundreds of dollars into an animal that you don't know whether it's what you even want or not? It'll do what you say for it to? But that's what this man did. "I have 5 yoke of oxen, and I have to go see if they'll work good or not. Please excuse me, would you please?" Well, the servant didn't know what to think about that, so he went to the next man and said, "Hurry up, it's time for the marriage feast. You want to come, you want to come." And there was a new excuse, buddy. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but I've married a wife, and I just can't come." You know what? He didn't even say, "Pray thee have me excused." He just said, "I can't come." I declare, it looks like he'd have wanted his wife to come along too, doesn't it? Were a wonderful big supper like that. But that thought never crossed his mind. Well, that master that had such a sumptuous feast prepared for his son's wedding really got aggravated. And he said, "Well, if these folks are all too good to come to the wedding feast, then servants, I want you to go out and I want you to crawl over this town, and I mean get everybody that wants to come. Just invite everybody. I don't care if they're crippled or if they're blind or what ails them. I want them invited. We've got food here galore, and I don't want it to go to waste. I want it for somebody who'll be glad to have it. Now you go out in the highways and hedges and bring them in." And the servants did. And the people came. And my, what a feast it was. And the big man was so pleased with all the wedding feast. And then he looked out and he said, well, I'll declare, there's a man out there without a wedding garment on. Now he's got a nerve coming to my wedding feast, not dressed in what I said for him to wear. Here he is, helpless and hopeless and a poor old man, and he couldn't even come if I didn't provide it, and now he won't even wear my wedding garment. I'm going out there and speak to him. And he went out to the man, and he said, man, what is your excuse? How come you don't have on the wedding garment that we passed out to all the guests at the door? You know what the man said? Nothing. There wasn't anything for him to say. He was speechless. And the man called the servants and said, cast this guest out. He doesn't belong here. He can't stay here without the wedding garment. And you know, boys and girls, this is a wonderful picture of a marriage feast that God's preparing for those people who love him. Bible says there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. Of course, you know the Lamb's the Lord Jesus Christ. And all those people who trust the Lord Jesus and have him in their hearts are someday going to meet him up in heaven and have a wonderful feast with him. Oh, there's no feast or banquet on this earth that would dare compare with the marriage feast that God's preparing for his children. Don't you want to go? I hope you won't give such puny excuses as those people did in the Bible. You know, I have a piece of ground. He had so many possessions that loomed in his sight till he just didn't want to give them up to come to Jesus. And there's other people like the other folks who have, you know, their work and their jobs to do, and they're just too busy to take time for Jesus. And then others have pleasures that just are so precious to them, they don't want to take time for Jesus. And in the process, they keep other people from knowing him too. Oh, listen, won't you come to Jesus today? Won't you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you? You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to be cast out away from the presence of the Heavenly Father. Come to Jesus today. Have him forgive your sins. And so you'll be ready for the marriage supper. So you'll be ready to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, God bless you until next week.
Into my heart, into my heart.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week. And be sure to tell your best friend to listen, too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.